Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round two recap for this week's Mexico Open. Joining me to break it all down, mi amigo, Kyle Porter. Hello, KP.
Hello, RG. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think if you were a professional golfer, let's say you're on the PGA Tour.
Great.
Do you think you'd be more fit or less fit than you are right now?
How are we defining fitness?
That's the question, right?
Mm-hmm. We're talking how fast could I run a mile? Are we talking about body fat percent? Are we talking like what are we talking?
Yeah, we're talking about conditioning. So like how fast you can run a 5K. Body fat percentage and like just general physique, like how you look.
I would hope I'd be more fit, but I think that I do think a lot of it is, I mean, I'm going to be walking or riding a lot, which I don't know if that's like super helpful in 5K stuff. And I imagine I'm going to be doing a lot of like flexibility instead of lifting. I imagine I'm going to be practicing a lot, which is not necessarily directly in line with like fitness. So, but at the same time, I think it's like, wow, you're playing for a lot of money. You have a lot on the line. You should be doing all of these things in addition to practicing. So I'm going to go more fit.
Yeah.
I think it's close though. I mean, listen, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but like I try to work out a lot and, you know.
So here's
bang out 5K right now.
Do what?
I'll go bang out a 5K right now.
What could you run it in?
Oh God. What's it? 3.2 miles?
3.1.
All right. I don't know if this is a good number or not, but I just think realistically I could run right now. I'm going to say 8 minute miles. So like 24 and something.
Okay. I think the counter to what you're saying, and I think I might go actually less fit, is because travel and the food, like I was reading Eric Van Rooyen's quotes today and he's like, yeah, I'm going to have a margarita in my hand at some point this afternoon. Yeah. Which I am as well. After we get off this podcast, but it's so much like this sounds ridiculous, but it's so much harder for me to access that than for him. And it's still very easy for me to like go to a friend's house and have a margarita, but at every place these guys go to, they're catered to, they're given things. Traveling is really hard, at least for me, like health wise. I think I might go less. I think getting out of my routine would be hard.
I'm very bad when I travel.
Same.
Like I, especially going through airports, I'm like, oh, is that place selling slices of pizza? Let me grab that. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, just every time I walk by a place that sells a slice, I'm eating a slice of pizza.
Yeah, airport's like a time warp.
Yeah, everything goes. It's like living in Vegas and there's no rules. So the other thing is, they're at Torrey, when you stay at that hotel on site, you basically like you stay next to all the players, and the amount of DoorDash that when you walk out the next morning and there is like DoorDash outside every door as trash for all of these guys, like that's all they're doing all year long.
Yeah, they're bored. They have a lot of money. Like I think it's easier to stay fit when you have wealth, but it's also harder to eat healthy, I think. There's like a sweet spot for like eating healthy. You have to make like some money, but not too much of it. Right? You can't make so little that you're eating junk, but then so much and you're like, well, I can just eat anything.
The money allows you to like double and triple down on what you want to do. Like if you want to eat healthy, great. That's available to you in any sense. But if you just want to have convenience of In-N-Out every night or of whatever else, like that's available to you too.
And you can try everything.
Right. It's crazy. I didn't even think about all that. The food on the road would be a problem for me.
Totally. Yeah. Oof. So anyway, I'm sure that's what people came for.
Anyway, Eric Van Rooyen, who probably at this point has margarita in hand, probably has a couple in his belly, went out this morning and fired a 69 to follow up his Thursday 63. It was a little bit of treading water. He was even par through his first 11 holes and even par KP through his first 14. He did add two late birdies on 6 and 7 to get double digits under par. He is now 10 under for the event, which as we speak is a tie for fourth, one shot off the lead.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he's in a good spot, right? I think if you look after two rounds, he's top three or four from tee to green, and the guys ahead of him, it's an interesting breakdown at the very top, at least at the time we're talking right now, the very top three. So Matt Wallace, Sammy Vallimaki, and Alvaro, what's his last name?
Ortiz.
I was thinking, I turned it on. I was like, Carlos Ortiz is back. not Carlos Alvaro. They're all top five in putting. But then the next three guys, so EVR, your boy Jake Knapp, or was it Greg's boy?
No, I hope he's my boy. I love that guy.
Okay. Your boy Jake Knapp. And then who was somebody right behind them? They were all top five from tee to green. So EVR is not leading the tournament, but man, I think I would really like to be in the spot that he's in going into the weekend.
I was happy with how he finished that round because it could have very easily have been a 63 making two eagles, which you've never done before in your career, and then go out and shoot a 73. And he did not let that happen. So I was very pleased with the way that he wrapped up that round.
Yeah. It was great. And, you know, he talked afterwards. He was like, it's so hard to golf is just so hard. And he was like, I felt better today than I did yesterday. And I shot 63 yesterday and shot 69 today. So he's a great ball striker, man. He's so good on his approaches. I mean, we didn't talk yesterday, but his approach play yesterday was just sick. I mean, it was just awesome. So I think EVR, I don't think he's the favorite. I think Matt Wallace is, but you could talk me into him being the favorite right now.
Speaking of Matt Wallace, one of the best rounds of the day, a 6 under 65 to go with his Thursday 66. And this came in a flurry. So he played his second nine, which is the front nine of the golf course, in three birdies and an eagle. That is 5 under par. That is a 30. And Matt Wallace is one of the three tied at the top of the board.
Yeah, he played great. I mean, going 2-3-3 is always good. But, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this. Him and EVR, I just categorize them exactly the same. They're like that best player outside the top 50 in the world, right? Like they just live there. And sometimes they'll get inside the top 50. Sometimes they'll fall to 90 or whatever, but they just reside in like that. I'm the best out of the tier, whatever tier you want to put them in, tier four guys. And they make a living. I mean, they make a great living there. So I think it's interesting. I very much think of them as being not stylistically the same, but performance wise, I just think of them like almost exactly the same.
Alvaro Ortiz, 7 under, not Carlos. 7 under 64, tied for the round of the day with Kevin Doherty, who moved up 79 spots. We won't talk about him, but we'll talk about Ortiz. KP, this would be the first time, if he were to go on and win this, that a Mexican player has won the Mexican Open since, do you know the answer to this?
I think it was like the 60s or 70s.
No, it wasn't. It was Alvaro Ortiz like 3 years ago.
Oh, because it wasn't a PGA Tour event.
Yeah, no, that was kind of like a double trick question.
Yeah, that's...
But in the history of this event, there have not been a lot of Mexican champions.
Yeah, because didn't a bunch of PGA Tour guys used to go down there, even though it wasn't a tour event?
Yeah.
Al won
the first four of them.
Didn't Trevino used to go down there?
Yeah, he won it at least twice. Stuart Sink has won it twice. Fred Funk, Jay Haas, Frank Nobilo has won it.
That's sweet.
Austin Smotherman. Yeah. That's Mexicans.
Cool history. Great card here. 31-33. I mean, that's dirty. But again, you know, those top three, it's like tons of made putts. And you're like, okay, you know, we'll see. It'd be a really cool story, actually. The PGA Tour has not had, kind of low key, not had a ton of great storylines this year. I think this would be right up there, especially in kind of a down non-signature week.
Anytime a player wins their own national open.
Yes.
I'm in.
Totally. Especially somebody who's, what is he in the world? I mean, is
669.
Yeah. He's 427 on Data Golf. Mm-hmm. He's T98 on the Korn Ferry Tour. I mean, he's missed his three of his last four cuts on the Korn Ferry, not the PGA Tour.
He's won each of his last two Mexican Tour events.
I see that. The Copa, Simsa, Patros, I mean, the El Jaguar Golf Open presented by somebody. I mean, these are, I know you were tuned in, but nobody else was.
The final man in that trio is Sammy Valimaki. It is a 4 under 67. It's kind of a wild card. He had three bogeys in route to that 67. KP, Valimaki's OWGR is much better. It's just outside top 100 in the world. He plays primarily on the DP World Tour. We're getting a collection of PGA guys, Korn Ferry guys, DP World Tour guys, Mexican Tour guys, like everybody just converging this week at Vidanta Vallarta.
Yeah, I'm kind of into him. He's kind of a character.
He's a big guy.
He was talking about how he's a better skater than his buddy that plays in the NHL. He's from Finland. I mean, I'm sure everybody there plays hockey growing up, but yeah, I could be into him winning this weekend.
Well, those are the three tied. Wallace, Valimaki, Ortiz. We've got a couple of big names just wrapping up right now, putting a little pressure on the top of the leaderboard. We are going to talk about the afternoon wave. We will look at the betting odds. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony Finau just wrapped up his round, KP. That's he was basically the last shot before coverage went off air. He made an eagle on 18, playing it unconventionally from another fairway. He made an eagle on 12 as well. So a pair of eagles on this card. He did make one sloppy bogey on 14, and he had that ugly double yesterday. I mean, this, I know you could say this about everybody in the field, but like very easily he should be three or four shots better.
Yeah. I was on HQ last night and Joe Musso kind of asked me expectations for Finau. And I was like, man, this is very unscientific, but I love it when guys have a bad round because of one shot, right? Just one bad. I mean, and it was a bad swing on Thursday. It was horrific. He deserved to lose like three strokes on that swing, not the two that he lost. But he bounced. I mean, he was top five in the field in driving on Friday, just kind of like you would expect. So, you know, I said this on HQ. I think it kind of takes a perfect last 3 days to win it. But he could certainly finish in the top five.
Yeah, well, he's T9 at the moment, and there's a log jam there. But yes, it is very conceivable that he plays, you know, shoots another couple of 67, 66s. I don't know what the weekend scoring is going to look like. But yeah, I mean, the one thing that I've messed around with doing is looking at players and doing their Olympic scoring, which would be to think about their worst hole and their best hole every single round. And then just kind of see who's the best, or if it's even any different than what you normally get. It takes a lot of computing power though, because you have to like manually go through every single hole. So like it's a long process. But like Finau, if you did that this week, I bet you Finau would be probably at the top of the board.
Yeah, the Olympic scoring method,
right?
Not golf, but other sports.
Well, right, yeah, not Olympic golf. That would be too silly. Did you see,
go ahead?
Did you see Mackenzie Hughes took off his shoes to play a shot off the cart path yesterday?
Did I see that? Yes, I got tagged in it like 30 times.
That's why I didn't tag you in it, because I assumed someone else.
Yes, play. Yes. Where are your, how are your bets this week?
I have Joseph Bramlett top 30, so that's very live. I have Davis Thompson over Patrick Rogers, which I think is Rogers. Thompson's at 2 under, Rogers is at 6, so I'm gonna need a little help. And then I have Taylor Pendrith and Matt McNeely to win, so that's not gonna happen.
Pendrith missed the cut. I had him over Dietrich. Do I get credit for that, even though they both missed the cut?
Dietrich withdrew. No,
did he?
No, sorry, I was confusing him with Cootie.
And Goddard. Well, no, wrong Cootie.
Pearson. Parker.
Yeah, Parker's still in. And he made the cut. I think he's like T48 or something. He is T...
49.
48. 40,
yeah.
Ellen's kind of live. Hoygaard, eh. Goddard up with Drew. Do I get Pendrith over Dietrich?
I don't know how we normally do that. I know for like, if it's like a wine bet, if they both miss the cut, you don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't know what we have done historically. I mean, listen, if it was up to me, your golfer beat the other golfer.
That's true. I also, my best bet was Doug Gim top 30, which I feel good about. I feel we're in a good spot there.
Every time they cut to him, he's playing well.
Yeah. And then I got one and done as Højgaard, which, God, make a putt. He's 113th in putting.
I should have just played Jake Knapp. I loved Jake Knapp this week.
He is ripped.
He's breaking, like, the reason he's even on my radar is because he's breaking all the stats.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's doing things you're not supposed to. He's driving at a billion miles. He's gaining across the board. He's got this super high upside, this super high floor. It's only like 10 rounds this year, 12 rounds that he's played, but that's why he's even on my radar, is because he's smashing every stat category.
Yeah, he's got like Brooks's arms with one of the Højgaard's physiques. Like, he's like lean and like huge.
He also has a half mullet.
Yeah, he I might be into him too.
Well, as of right now, we've got two holes to play. He's 7 under through 16, which is tied for round of the day. 7 under is round of the day. He's got two holes to play, a par 3 and a par 5. He is tied for the lead because he is going nuts right now. So, yeah, Jake Knapp is very, very
good. Yeah, he's the reason I had to rewrite this gamer that I already wrote. So glad for that.
Sick. Thanks, Jake Knapp. Let's see the betting favorites, because I bet you we're going to see a familiar name. There they are. Jake
there
Knapp.
There we are.
Plus 260, EVR, Matt Wallace, Sammy Valamaki, all 5.5 to 1. Alvaro Ortiz at 12. And if you think Tony Finau can chase them all down, 17 to 1.
Love EVR here. And I kind of like Finau here.
I think, I mean, he's got to be perfect.
I know. How many guys does he have ahead of him? He's only got 8 ahead of him.
Yeah, but there's like 15 tied with him.
Yeah. No, you're right. That water ball just killing me. Yeah, I like EVR over Knapp. I mean, I probably enjoy watching Knapp better, but for the purpose of this exercise and the numbers that they're at, I probably go EVR there.
I like Wallace, I think, still. He's a winner. He wins.
Yep.
And I like him on Paspalum. He finished in a flurry today. He's losing off the tee, but he's been great everywhere else. Just keep it in play. Just don't hit it in the water, and I don't care what you do off the tee. So I'll be interested to see what he does the rest of the week.
How is Ortiz only 12? He's not going to win this tournament.
I agree with you. I'm surprised. Usually that guy, the guy with zero status, the guy who is the 36 hole leader,
20, or, 25.
Yeah. Vegas doesn't even bat an eye.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's, I know it's at a different golf course, but if he's won this event before, if it's the connections to the air, I don't know, but I agree with you. That is surprisingly short.
Bad field. Producer Josh just asked if Finau goes 65, 66 on the weekend, which is what he did last year. That's what, 11 under. So he'd be at, what's he at right now? 8?
He's at 6. He'd get to 17.
6. 17. Is that enough? Probably not, right?
Nope. No. I mean, unless the scoring average is like 71, but it's not going to be. No, there's too many guys.
He
is two basically two swings he's played himself out of this.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, and but deservedly so. I mean, it's the ball in the water yesterday. Did you see that swing?
It was maybe the worst swing I've ever, like, you said he deserved it. He absolutely deserved it. Like, dead in the middle of the water, like, wasn't even close. He had to take a drop in a bad spot. Like, he deserved all of it.
It was like, what's his name at the PGA Championship?
Mito.
It was like Mito. That's what it was. That's what it reminded me of. Like, it, the camera cut to where it, they thought it was going in, and it was like, I don't even know if I saw where that. It was just, the whole thing was really strange. But obviously, he got it together today. The way he played 18 was kind of hilarious. Did he? He didn't mean to do that.
I don't think he did, but I think as soon as it left his club face, he said he's like, oh, that's fine, and yeah, just acted like he meant to do that.
Get it's one of those, like, get further left.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Get past the tree line. Right. Yeah. Keep going. Keep, yeah, kick left.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, KP. Well, we'll be back Saturday night, Sunday night to recap everything else Mexico, but I think we're good here.
Okay. Good luck with your 5K.
If I just go knock out a 5K right now.
Do it. I did one yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I hate running.
Oh, it's, I do too. And I can't do it. I have to have, like, accountability from people. Like, if I'm just left to my own devices, probably not going to run.
So, but who held you accountable yesterday?
Well, it's just two friends that I run with. Got it. So it's, I don't know if it's fun, but it's more fun than it would be if it was just by myself.
And always, I'm always thrilled afterwards. I'm like, oh, glad I did that. But
yeah, you knock it out, like, first thing in the morning, you're like, God, the rest of my day's easy. That was right. The hardest thing I'll do.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. See you same time or similar time on Saturday night and Sunday night. Big thanks, producer Josh, does all the hard work behind the scenes. Kyle Porter can be found on Twitter at KylePorterCBS, and you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.